covariance and correlation? Are the two variables independent? Let's start with a question which you typically may want to answer using statistics. Are taller people also heavier? That means you have two stochastic variables, the height of a person H and the weight of a person W. And these two variables are observed in pairs, HI and WI, because each individual person I has a height and a weight. Such a pair of variables can be plotted in a scatter plot, like this. Each cross here represents one person. So this is an individual, and you can read off the height on the x-axis and the weight on the y-axis. Now a question is, how would you expect the individuals to scatter around in this plot? Do you expect this, where they are all over the place? Or would you rather expect something like this, where most of the observations are pretty close to a straight line? In the left-hand case, we have independent variables. A heavy person is no taller or smaller on average than a very light person. In the right-hand case, we have a heavy correlation. The weight of a person is largely decided by the height, and vice versa. An important aspect of descriptive statistics is to measure this correlation. We recall the variance. The variance of a variable x, defined like this, measures the spread of one variable. A variable which is often far from its mean will get a large variance. Somewhat analogously to the variance, we can introduce a covariance between two variables, x and y, using this formula. And you can see the resemblance. If x and y are the same variable, the covariance is equal to the variance. And what will happen in this is that if this is large and this is small, you get a positive number times a negative number, so you get a negative number. So if y tends to be small when x is large and vice versa, the covariance is going to be negative. If x is typically large when y is large and small when y is small, you will get a large positive number. And if they are independent, you will get zero. But there is a small disadvantage with this covariance. It is not normalized. So if either x or y has a very large variance or standard deviation, sigma x or sigma y, the covariance will also have a very high absolute value. So you can't use the magnitude or absolute value of the covariance to judge how strongly correlated they are. You can only judge the sign of the correlation. Therefore, it is customary to normalize, and that gives us the correlation coefficient, rho. You take the covariance as defined, and you divide by sigma x times sigma y, the standard deviation of each individual variable. Let's look at the interpretation of the covariance and correlation coefficient. The first case, rho equals zero, means that the variables are independent, and you get the crosses in the scatter plot scattered all over the place. You can't see any pattern linking x to y. In the second case, we see how one variable follows the other in an upward slope. That means that rho is greater than zero. In the last plot, we have a downward slope. That also means that the two variables are correlated, but with opposite sign. So now we have rho less than zero. In practice, we will need to assess correlation based on an observed sample. What we have discussed so far is the population correlation coefficient. Using purely theoretical quantities, the expected value to define the covariance, and we divide by the population standard deviation sigma. If you have a sample, we can use an estimate or sample correlation coefficient, hat rho. We can define it like this. You see how we have replaced sigma by s, and we can use this expression to define sort of a sample covariance. And you see the pattern here from the variance. If you replace y by x here, you will get just the variance. So it's completely analogous to the variance. In the second formula, we have simply inserted for Sx and Sy. And there would be a dividing by n minus 1 term, both in the denominator and in the divisor, but they cancel. So that's why this has disappeared. To summarize, we have the correlation coefficient in a population version rho and a sample version hat rho. Correlation reflects dependence between the two variables. So if you have two independent variables, rho is going to be zero. The correlation coefficient rho is the principal measure of correlation. Positive means positive correlation. X is large when Y is large. Rho less than zero is negative correlation. X tends to be large when Y is small, and vice versa. Thank you.